Thanks for staying with us on KRDO's Midday Edition. I'm Dan Koschel along with Andrew Rogers. Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our guests. We have two guests lined up to talk about National Stormwater Awareness Week. First of all, we want to welcome Jerry Cordova, who's joining me right now. We'll be also joined by Jayla, who's going to be talking about this same topic here in just a moment. Both of you, first of all, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you
for
the opportunity to speak with you.
Yep. And Jayla, we'll be with you in just a second, but I want to ask Jerry to kick off this discussion. What is National Stormwater Awareness Week all about, and why should anybody care about this?
Absolutely. So this week, September 26th through 30th, is Stormwater Awareness Week, and that is where we educate and encourage citizens to keep our stormwater clean and safe. According to the EPA, stormwater pollution is a leading source of pollution in our rivers and lakes.
So
it's really important.
Yeah, what is the biggest polluter of our stormwater?
Yeah, so what we find is that pollution left on roadways, on sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots, those drain directly into the Colorado River and other streams, creeks, ditches, and lakes.
Absolutely. We're also joined by Jayla Poppleton, the Executive Director of Water Education Colorado. And Jayla, you're leading Water 22. So tell us a little bit about how this campaign helps to keep our storm waterways clean.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really good to be here today. Water 22 is a year-long initiative. We're working statewide to implore Coloradans to take action to help safeguard the state's water future through 22 ways to care for Colorado water in 2022. And these are simple actions to conserve water. You can save up to 22 gallons of water per person per day, and that really adds up, but also to protect and keep our water clean. And some of the simple actions, for example, that can help improve water quality related to stormwater includes just paying attention to our storm drains. As you heard Jerry say, those storm sewers drain directly to our rivers with no treatment. So avoid dumping anything down them like oil, pesticides, fertilizers, paints. That's not an appropriate means of disposal. And then, there's a lot of people who love their dogs here in Colorado. So we want to also pick up after our pets and scoop the poop and can litter to keep our waterways clean and reduce the transmission of things like E. coli and other diseases that can pollute our stormwater. And then lastly, you can keep our streets clean from auto fluids when it rains, and that water again flows down those storm sewers. It picks up anything that's left on those surfaces. So fixing leaky auto fluids like oil, keeping that off of our roads and out of our rivers is really important.
It sounds like something simple, something that is pretty simple to do, but yet a lot of people aren't aware that they're maybe doing something that could harm these, do harm. Is that right? Do you think that that more people should understand what's going on when they're actually doing these things?
Absolutely. I think, stormwater is actually, it's a water source. It's the rain that we receive, but it's the water that falls on these hard surfaces. And I think people don't think about how it's all connected. And Jerry actually has a really cool project that he's working on to help people become more aware and recognize that those parts of our infrastructure and how they can act around it appropriately. So maybe that's a chance for him to speak more to that project.
Yeah. And Jerry, there was an earlier art project, right, in Colorado Springs to educate the community. Tell me about what that was like.
That's correct. Yep. The goal of the Storm Drain Art Program is to educate the public that pollutants that go into storm drains flow untreated into our creeks. So we're looking for art that paints a picture of how important it is to keep our creeks clean. We currently have about 35 murals throughout town that are a way to beautify the community and really adorn neighborhoods through, community art projects. And so we have some of those drains were painted by second graders and the Girl Scouts, and others are drains that are professionally painted by folks that own galleries on Tejon Street or in our art district. And so it's a great way for anyone in the public, and that program is truly universally accessible. I'm happy to say that last spring, at the end of the school year, we actually worked with the Colorado School of Deaf and Blind, and we did 7 murals by students who were deaf. And so it was a way for them to, take ownership as well and become aware of the problems. As you said, not many people are aware that what's on the land goes directly into the water from that storm drain. And so the more folks we can educate, the better it is for everyone, upstream as well as downstream of us.
Absolutely. And Jayla, unfortunately, we're running up against the clock, but if people want to get more information about Water 22 and other ways to make sure that we are taking care of what is ending up downstream from us, what's the best way to get that information?
Absolutely. So listeners can go to water22.org. That's our campaign website. We have a bunch of information where you can learn more about your water and also explore the 22 ways to care for Colorado water in 2022. We just really encourage everyone to do their part and be a steward of this really critical resource.
Absolutely. That is water22.org. We appreciate the time and joining us here on KRDO's Midday Edition.